Well, howdy guys. Hey, it's hot and sunny here today. That's an unusual thing to say where I am, the UK. Now it's another video about Thailand. Just something I've observed and I'd like to sort of ask you guys about it and see what you think. Because I haven't really got any good friends at all or any friends I can talk to, not like you people. You know, I'm pretty sad. Anyway, I've noticed there's been a big uptick in the videos coming from Thailand. Now, a lot of these videos are from one place, really. Pattaya. For some reason, everybody thinks that is Thailand. And of course, it's not. It's a very, very small piece of Thailand. But a long way back, I used to watch a couple of them just to see how things have changed. Because I lived there for 10 years in Thailand. Not Pattaya, of course. Chiang Mai. But I still know Pattaya very well. At least, back then. But all the videos are all the same, aren't they? They either got this guy's face talking to you while they're walking along, and they're walking down, say, Sawyer 6, Beach Road, and they're talking about all these things as if they know everything about it, and they usually haven't been there that long. You know, and about all the scams. The thing is, scams change all the time. They adapt. And some of them make a blog every other day, sort of telling you how a fantastic time they're having and how great things are there. Sometimes they just walk to 7-Eleven to get a coffee and video it. You know, I was there 10 years or more. I never really took a picture. I never made a video. Boy, I know that was way back sometime, but you got to ask yourself, why are these people doing this? The fact is, doesn't matter where you are in the world, if you've lived there long enough, things become samey. It just becomes like everywhere else. Meh. Basically, they're kind of bored, aren't they? You know, when I was there, I used to see these older guys who's been there a very long time. They either lived alone, or they had this old worn-out bar girl who used to stay with them. But they probably told everybody they were living the dream. But they hardly ever went out. Maybe to the chemist to get the pills they need. They weren't actually living the dream at all. And these videos are usually always made by males. Because males are the main tourists in Thailand. And I believe one of the reasons for that is because when a Western femme goes to Thailand, she cannot compete at all. She may be considered attractive in her country, but in Thailand she looks like a right frump. I've seen guys take their girlfriends to Thailand, and you can see him sitting at the bar with his girlfriend, thinking how he screwed up so much, because he's got this not very fit-looking femme as his girlfriend, and the mamasang behind the bar looks like a 10 compared to them. That's one of the reasons why a lot of femmes don't go to Thailand. But they won't tell you that. They'll say something like it's because of the sex trade. Like I say, that's only a very, very small fraction of Thailand. There is plenty to see in Thailand. It's a beautiful country. And anyway, they're doing exactly the same thing in their country. It's just cost more. But anyway, back to these bloggers. I believe the reason why they're making videos all the time now is because they're bored. They've got used to where they're living now, and it's not exciting anymore. Because if you're in a place that you find exciting, you don't have time to make videos. I made videos all the time in Thailand, in my head, just for me. In fact, I'm playing a video in my head right now from Thailand. No, it's not that type of video. It was a scenery I was looking at from the mountain when I was staying at a hotel in the clouds. Actually, in the clouds. Lots of people say to me, you should go back to Thailand one more time before, you know, the big sleep. I've seen enough of Thailand on videos to know it has changed. Greed has taken over and it destroys everything. Just take a look how greedy femmes are today. It's still a place for younger people to go visit just to see it. But some of these bloggers never leave Pattaya, do they? Instead of them trying to kill boredom by filming something every other day. They should travel. It's reasonably cheap in Thailand. You can go all over the country by bus. And buses aren't really noisy, because as soon as a Thai gets on a bus, they gotta sleep. All of them. When you mention Thailand to any Femon usually, you can see their face kind of contort. That isn't disgust at all. It's jealousy. Anyway, guys, let me know what you think as usual. You take it easy now.